I'm Jordan Patswold in studio with me today from Core Real Estate. Joining me, Lloyd Seymour. Lloyd, it's great to see you once again.
Hey, good to see you, Jordan. Nice day out there. We've got some sunshine. We've had some rain happen the last little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like our area is not as dry as what it was. That's kind of good to see. The crops are all coming up nice and all that other stuff that comes along with it.
Amazing the difference that just a month can make for sure.
Oh.
And I know in Yorkton, the real estate market, very, very busy. Seems like quite a few number of homes available and on the market right now. We're going to start with some little factoids and numbers about what's going on in Yorkton.
You know, everybody's always asking, and you hear a little bit of doom and gloom out there on Coffee Row and about how real estate maybe is not as good strong as what it has been and all that other stuff. So I thought, well, you know what? Let's pull some numbers. Let's have a look. All
right.
And you know what? I was very, very surprised even myself. Looking, you know, I'm just going from year-to-dates type thing, going 1 year from another.
Mm-hmm.
I looked from June, like 2016 to 2017. Locally in our area, we had, for that 1 year period in that time, we had 228 sales completed.
Oh, wow.
In that year.
Hmm.
Just that year to date, like going from a June to a June. Today, I just pulled up our numbers, and lo and behold, we're ahead by two, but it still is by two.
Yeah.
We're at 230 from June of 2017 to June of 2018. One thing that, you know, looking at these, like for our sales completed and everything, still one of our strongest markets is our first-time home buyer, Jordan. Between that 100 and 200,000 range is, we've had 82 in the last year
mm-hmm.
completed, whereas the prior year was a little bit stronger, it was 91. But one thing that we've seen a bigger change in is our higher-end market. In our higher-end market, from that 400 to 500, in the last year, we've seen 18 sales. In the prior year, we've seen 7.
Okay.
So that's a good indicator to me saying is that, you know what, our second-time home buyer
mm-hmm.
is starting to come back out. They're starting to get a little bit more relaxed. They're starting to feel that, you know what, is we have a strong market in town here. When you go above that 500,000 mark is, the prior year to that, we'd only had 5 sales from the June to June. This last year, we've had 8.
Hmm.
So again, too, is when you add the two together, some from that 400 to above, and that's typically is your second time, maybe your third time home buyer.
Yeah.
In the last year, we've had 26 sales. The prior year, we had 12. So we've almost doubled our sales in that higher end product.
Yeah.
That says tells me that we have a good, strong market in town here. We've remained pretty much even between that 3 and the 4. It was 32 last year. The year before was 35. But that's a very, very minor change. All that is a difference of 3 sales in a year. Same thing is going between that 200 and 300. Now, sometimes that 200 to 300,000 mark could be a first-time home buyer.
Sure.
But it could also be your second-time home buyer just that has bought something prior,
mm-hmm.
that had bought something smaller, now they're upgrading into a bigger home. Again, too, is we've had very little change. That market has stayed very, very, very even. It was 65 within this last year as compared to 67 the prior year.
Okay.
So everything is telling me is that we have a market that's starting to go up. When you start looking again, too, is like I typically will look average days on market. I always get asked that question. How long is my house going to take to sell? I myself, my fellow agents, we always talk about this in our office amongst ourselves. Today, I was again, too, is until you actually start looking at numbers is I thought it was actually a higher number.
Hmm.
If somebody had said what it would be, I would have guessed a lot more. But again, going back and looking is for 2016, 2017, that same period, it was 56 days on average on market. This year, identical.
Oh, wow.
So that means that we've got a very, very strong, we don't have a super strong market where everything is, it's selling within days.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a very good market of 56 days on market. So that's an average, remember that. Now,
mm-hmm.
some homes may sell within 3 days. Some may take 300 days. But again, too, is the other thing that is rather interesting on this is that the average list price.
Okay.
When I look at those, so this is what things are listing for, not what they're selling for. The average list price in 2016, 2017, we were at $221,800. 2017 to 2018, our list price went up. It's $236,400.
All right.
So we've seen a little increase by about 5%.
Mm.
But then when you come over and you start looking at some of our other stats that we've got going on here, and you start looking at your average sale price. Now, this is an average of everything that has sold from, say, a $20,000 modular
mm-hmm.
to a $750,000, $900,000 home.
Right.
So this is an average. Now, our average in 2016, 2017 was $201,500.
Okay.
In this last year, we've actually seen it go up to $206,500. So it's not a huge increase, but it says to me is that we have a good, steady market here. We've got slow growth happening. It's only really has increased by 5,000, which translates into just about 2%, but it's still a 2% growth. We aren't seeing anything where we're going backwards.
That's good, yeah.
Which is very, very good for our market. But again, too, as we've had these conversations amongst my fellow realtors at Core Realty, we've had this really, really good, serious discussions about this. Is with these numbers, you have to remember, too, is that when your realtor comes to you and says, your house is worth this much, you've got to price it to what that realtor is suggesting. I know there's a lot of emotional attachment to sold homes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to also, too, is that when you are doing your updates and everything else, really, really watch on what you're updating. There's certain things that, contrary to what some people will say on Home Garden TV and things like that, I say that sort of in jest, but when you are replacing and worn out pieces on your house, you don't get full value back on it when you go to sell. You have to remember that. Shingles are a wear item. Shingles have to be replaced after so many years. You do get a certain value back, but at the time, that sometimes though, is it is a cosmetic upgrade. It is a curb appeal that people will go, I don't have to replace them on this house. I have to replace them on this house.
Hmm.
Make sure that when you are doing your, be realistic about what you're doing for your upgrades, everything else, because sometimes these things are a wear out item.
Hmm.
You have a furnace that wears out. I have to replace it. It does not automatically mean that just because you've put that money, that however many thousands that cost for that furnace, it doesn't mean your house went up by that much. There is a certain point where it does go up a bit, but it doesn't go up by the full value of the furnace. All these things. You're replacing flooring. Sometimes you're doing these for yourself.
Sure.
So these are things that are, people always say, well, I've put all of this money into my home. That is awesome. You have made your home very beautiful. But we all know, too, is I'll just use the one analogy, is you put all that money into your vehicle, you don't get all that money back out.
Right.
It's the same as with your home. It does go up in value a little bit, but you have to be cognizant of the fact is that you're not going to always get that money back because you are replacing items that require your home to maintain its value. When you don't replace those items, then your home value does drop.
Ah.
So you have to be cognizant of that fact is that just because I've done this
mm-hmm.
and I use that comparison or that simile all the time about vehicles because you have a very nice vehicle and you put all that money into it and everybody realizes that if I go to sell that car or truck or motorcycle or whatever, I'm not going to get all that value back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
With your home, it can be very similar to that. You will get value out, but you want to make sure that you maintain these wear out items so that your home maintains its value.
Well, and it's good to keep that in mind. I know, too, it's important to, I guess, remember that a 50-year-old home, you know, at no point is it going to get any younger. It's still going to be, at the very least, at its core, a 50-year-old home.
That's exactly it, Jordan. And is with these numbers here that I'm seeing is we are going back to many years ago, the Yorkton market was a very balanced market. It was slow and steady growth.
Mm-hmm.
We had a number of years where we've seen a lot of things take a huge jump. What we're seeing is with these numbers here telling me that we're back into that slow and steady growth of we're looking, things are going up 1.5-2%. You might see it go up 2.5%, but we're not seeing the huge increases that we were many years ago. So you want to make sure is that when it comes to your house, is that if you've paid a certain value for it, maintain the wear out items. Make sure that these things aren't going to devalue your home when you do go to sell it. This is all part of home ownership. It's a cost of owning a house. Right now, currently is within our market, we have 188 active listings.
Okay.
These are active. These are not conditional solds or anything else like that. These mm-hmm. have no offers on them. So when I start looking at that again, too, is we go back to where we've seen our biggest sales in the last year and that, and we look here, and again, too, the numbers that we have for active listings as compared to what has sold in the last year, currently right now, above 500,000, we have 13.
Mm-hmm.
So out of those 13, if the numbers carry on, we're going to probably sell about 8 of those in the next year, 8 to 10 in the next year. So we're probably going to have 3 of those that may not sell. They may expire. They may, depending on that. Between the 400 and 500,000 is we have 10. Last year we sold 18. So it tells me, it shows me here that it gives me very positive that we're going to sell all 10 of those within this next little while here.
Mm-hmm.
Between the 300 and 400,000 range is we currently have 27 on the market. Well, we sold in the last year 32. So the people in that price point, very, very good odds that you're going to sell. Again, too, between that 200 and 300, we've got 67, we've got 65 that sold last year. So again, we're looking at these numbers, comparing it, going, okay, if you're priced right, you're going to sell. If you're price more than what the market says it is, you may not sell. You may want to look at maybe a price reduction or something like that.
Yeah.
Currently between the 100 and 200,000 mark, we are 59 on the market. We sold 82. So that tells us too that those homes are probably going to sell.
Seems like Yorkton's a community right now, too, where I know other places, there's physically new buildings actually going up. Yorkton isn't really seeing more new actual houses go up. It's a lot of the existing market that's being sold, basically. There's nothing new really being constructed. It's a lot of homes that have already been standing. And yet, with those stats, there's still a lot of variety in itself. Those more expensive homes are likely some of the newer homes, whereas the older ones, it correlates a lot to the age of a home, it seems like.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Jordan. And we are seeing we've started to see a little bit new construction going on. I've seen a few new builds starting to happen around town.
Okay.
I don't know what the building permits are pulled or anything else like that. I wasn't able to get hold of the city this morning real quick to find that out. But I am seeing is that our market is good in town here. Contrary to what we may hear every now and again on the national news about how the doom and gloom of elsewhere in the country, one thing that I always say to everybody is look at your local market. Your local market tells you kind of what's going on. When you hear stuff on the news, you hear stuff, articles being written and things like that, it tends to be on markets that are a lot different than our local market here in Yorkton area.
Well, and affordability too, it seems like there's a lot of variety, like just because you have the homes that are up there in that half million range, but then at the same time, the other ones on the flip side, good for the first time home buyers. I mean, there are communities out there in Canada where, you know, that first time home buyer, even in Saskatchewan for that matter, where that first time purchase might be, well, double than what it might be here.
You're exactly right. We are in an area where it is very affordable for anybody to get into home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, too, is when you're going into that first home, or even if you're upgrading to your second home, sometimes is your expectations may be a little bit higher than what reality is.
Sure.
But at the same time, though, is if you go into it with open eyes, listen to the realtor that's helping you, you're going to find yourself a very nice home. And the nice thing is then you start acquiring equity. I always joke with, I have older kids and they've talked to me about buying homes, and I always say, well, you know what, when you buy your first home, I says, that's when you have to start being an adult now. And they always laugh at me and everything else like that. But same thing though is when you do buy your first home, is it's a very, very nice feeling of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And that.
So lots of things available for people here in Yorkton and the area for, you know, maybe looking at making that purchase, whether it's an upgrade or the first time home buyers. But for this next part of the interview, going to be focusing on, well, if someone's looking at the upgrade, taking care of things though on the existing home. Obviously, some might have that capability, leave it as a rental unit or something like that.
You know what? You might be able to do that. I don't know if we're breaking for commercial or not, but you know what? We can carry on if you like.
Yeah, sure. We can keep going.
You know, is on the flip side of it is now you've heard all the stats. We got rid of the boring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I looked at that and to me, it says that we have a very, very good market. We have lots of product out there for all home buyers, and we are seeing steady growth, and we're seeing it going up. If all of a sudden is you decide you want to list your house.
Yep.
So there's things that you can do. A couple things is when you go to sell your house, do some updates. Here's a couple of things, too, is always welcome the buyer at the entryway. You know, simple touches, put a new clean doormat out. That type of thing is clean the door handles, declutter the house a little bit. We at Core here right now, we're just developing. We've got a little thing we're going to give to all our sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Again, too, it says, let's get started. One of the first things we're going to do is we're going to declutter. Sometimes less is more. Ideally, you know, declutter the whole house. You may not be able to, but get your entranceway, clean it out. So when somebody walks in, they see this grand entryway. I don't care how big or small it is, but if it looks very organized, neat, tidy, it's that first impression of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make a good first impression.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether it's a home or a job interview. You want to make that first impression really good. Another thing, too, is a lot of people are very focused on the kitchen, the dining area, and the living room. They want to see the living space. How will it work for me?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, too, is maybe clean the countertops off a little bit. Try to put some of your things that you don't use every day. But there is things that you use every day, like your coffee maker.
Sure.
Make a nice little coffee station if you can.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. Or you've got your toaster that you're using it every morning. Might want to put that away. But things that you're using to make your life easier, make your countertops look nice, neat, and tidy, and decluttered. Living room, same thing is, you know, I've listed and sold a few houses myself. The nice thing is that when the sign goes up and you're going to list and you have children, you can use that as a threat. Tell them that they have to clean up. You know, saying that all in fun, though, is when people look in your living room, if the game consoles are all put away, everything's all neat and tidy, they can envision maybe their own furniture there.
Mm-hmm.
Get things all organized. Get things. The best thing you can is make sure that those three rooms, they all sort of flow, because they are your main living areas.
Yep.
Another thing, too, that a lot of people will look at and it's the person, it's the people that are buying it, is the master bedroom.
Hmm.
Make your master bedroom, even if it's a smaller space or a larger space, declutter it, make it look neat and tidy, make it look not simple, but when someone opens up and looks, they go, oh, I can envision my bed here. I can envision this. Tidy up your closets a little bit. People do look in them. I'm going to tell you that right now. So if all you're doing is taking and shoving everything in like your teenager may to hide it so the room looks good, don't. Clean them up, declutter them a little bit,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. Another thing, too, is when they say clean, 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 very, very serious, give the house a good spring cleaning. Clean everything up, maybe even quickly shampoo, get the carpet shampooed.
Right.
Get everything done. Get rid of any odors.
Okay.
That can be a bit of a turnoff for some buyers. Some buyers are very sensitive to certain smells. So do what you can to not to neutralize or sanitize the home, but give it that fresh outdoor clean smell. People walk in. If you have cats, make sure the litter box is changed every day. Go around, even outside. If you have dogs, make sure you clean up after the dogs. Make sure everything is nice and clean outside, because even sometimes the backyard smells can turn a potential buyer off too.
Mm-hmm.
And as a buyer, when you're going into it, go into it with an open mind too, because remember, what you're looking at is not what you're going to be living in. So if there is something that you know, oh no, I got this weird smell going into the home, remember, when you live in there, you're not going to have that weird smell.
Mm.
So same thing, as a buyer, go into it with a very open mind as well. I always tell everybody, remember, what one person's version of clean is might not be the same version as what you think it is. So when you're going and looking at a home as a buyer, go into it with an open mind. Everybody lives a little bit differently. You're going in and you're looking at people's private lives here.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be judgmental type thing. The other thing too is fix some stuff. If you've got some broken handles on your cupboards and that, just give them a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, the kids were playing ball with the dog and they've put a hole in the wall, patch and paint it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're coming in as a buyer and you see something that's not quite right, remember too is, like something like that, the sellers are going to probably more than likely get it fixed. If all of a sudden you come in and you see that, oh, they've got some mud on there, they haven't quite got it sanded, you can see that there's paints in there, okay, they're in the process.
Yeah.
So again, too, as a buyer, go in with an open mind.
Right.
A little bit, too, is show off the features of your home. If you've got this beautiful hardwood floor in your living room and it's covered with rugs and mats and nobody can see it, maybe take that big area rug out. Make that a showcase of the living room. People like to see that.
Yeah.
You've got beautiful granite countertops. Take the stuff off the countertop. Showcase it. You've got a beautiful four-piece bathroom. You know, make it look like the hotel spa bathroom then. Showcase some of the real nice features of your home. The things that you love about your home, the next person's going to want to love about your home too. So take those things and showcase them.
Okay.
Again, too, is brighten things up. Another thing, something as simple as making sure all the light bulbs are changed.
Hmm.
It seems like a simple thing, but you know what? Is more times than not, you go to turn on a light and you can't see in there because it doesn't have a proper light or that. As a seller, make sure you do that. Now, as a buyer going in, remember, maybe they've got low wattage bulbs for a reason. Always, as a buyer, go into it with an open mind. Don't look at how the people are living. Look at it how as you could live in this home. Imagine yourself and your stuff in this home.
Sure. Yeah. All great stuff and information for folks. Now, with a lot of this stuff, is this before even it gets listed on the market, or can they already have a first meeting with you, get the sale sign out in front? What's your recommendation
you know
for
what?
Most people a lot of the time?
Is, I always say, is let's initiate the conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit down. If you're a seller, let's sit down. Let's initiate the conversations. Let's see where you are. Let's see what kind of path you want to go down. Where, what route are you able to take? Sometimes is we can still list the home. We can say, you're trying to get everything done, but you want to get it up on the market. You want to get it before the school's out, all that other stuff.
Right.
So let's come up with a game plan. Okay, we're going to list it. We're going to take some pictures. We're going to come back. We're going to take some more pictures. But at the end of the day is, okay, this isn't quite done. This isn't quite done. But I know you're going to get it done, so I take a list. These are the things that you are getting done.
Mm-hmm.
Have a time frame.
Right.
And on the other side too, buyers, let's talk. Let's sit down and talk before we start going out and looking at homes. What's your wish list? A big thing too is I always ask a lot of buyers, what are you comfortable fixing? What are you comfortable not fixing?
Mm.
What are you comfortable of? What is your, do you want hardwood? Do you want laminate? Do you want carpet? What are some of your definite that this is not going to go through on the sale? I am not interested in a house that has this. Again, too, is as a buyer, the more you tell me, the more I can help you find the home of your dreams.
Right. All great.
And big thing is always have some fun when you're doing it, because you got to laugh a little bit with this.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Well, it's been great to chat with you again, Lloyd. As always great information from you. And you can contact Lloyd through Core Real Estate to get things started, whether buying or selling.
Yeah. You know what? People can get a hold of me on my cell phone,
306-621-4310.
You can get a hold of me on Facebook under Lloyd Seymour Realtor, under my Core Realty page.
Okay.
I'll give you my number again real quick. It's 306-621-4310.
Excellent. Well, lots of options for the people out there. As you've talked about, lots of different prices of homes on the market right now in Yorkton. So whatever your budget is, take a peek, see what's out there, whether buying or selling. Lloyd Seymour, again, our guest today on Core Real Estate, or from Core Real Estate, on all you ever wanted to know. That's what I was trying to say.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Take care.